The Charlotte City Council on Monday approved funding for 7 new affordable housing projects, but voted 7-2 against the proposed Parkside at Hickory Grove in East Charlotte. The vote came after intense opposition from neighbors who say they already have enough low-income housing nearby. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
Charlotte has a shortage of 24,000 apartments for the city's poorest residents, and City Council has pledged to build housing quickly. But Monday night's vote resembled debates from earlier this decade when council struggled with approving new low-income projects in areas that already had a lot of them. Queen Thompson, who lives a mile from the proposed 80-unit complex, urged council to vote no.
If this apartment complex is allowed, it's going to impair the infusion of the restoration of Eastland Mall Quarter.
Beth Morrison asked for council members to give neighbors
time to be at the table and discuss how this is going to affect us in the community. Listen to us, take our expertise, and make these decisions really be something more innovative than just recreating what's been done in the past.
SCG Development Partners was seeking $1.75 million from the city's housing trust fund, but council members were wary of the project, which would be built on Shamrock Drive. In addition to there being 6 other low-income projects nearby, the city gave Parkside at Hickory Grove the second lowest score of 8 projects it considered Monday.
And you know, guys, I'm the queen of affordable housing.
Mayor Vi Lyles.
But I would say to the developer, as well as to the neighborhood, this doesn't just smell right for me. And you know, you just have to do that sometimes.
While 7 council members voted against Parkside, Republican Ed Driggs and Democrat Greg Phipps voted in favor of it. Braxton Winston and Tarek Bakari weren't there for the vote. Council members did approve funding for 7 other projects, with almost all of them in areas west, north, and east of Uptown. None were in affluent areas of South Charlotte in between Interstate 77 and Independence Boulevard. To be built, those 7 projects still need to be awarded state funding, and the city expects only 3 or 4 to be successful. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.